area to apply the rate for me. And then that way, if you do decide you want that spot, at least you've had the opportunity. Hang on here.
What's your company name, by the way?
Hi, Adam. Adam, my name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director. I did just catch your question. The name of the company is Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website. In fact, I'm going to send you a link to our pricing page, localsplash.com/SEO-packages. So we're not Google. Anyone who tells you they are Google is telling stories. You know, their pants are on fire. Google won't make these phone calls unless it's a company that has at least 100 locations. They did, though, start a partnership program. And you can see right on the link that I'm sending out to you that we are Google partners. So that's actually the closest thing that a business can get, a small and medium-sized business can get to working directly with Google. We get our training and our updates from Google. When Google makes changes to their Mapper Path algorithm, they share those changes with us ahead of the time. So we'll always have the right content that Google wants to see to keep you right there on that first page. Now, you would be able to qualify for reduced pricing. In fact, our new in-business rate is actually 50% off the normal cost of the service. It looks like Tara did kind of ballpark you $8 to $10. That's about what you'd be looking at for the Platinum package. Tara's been doing this for a long time. She knows with your services and service area, willing to travel maybe even a little bit farther for the right job, that Platinum package would most likely be best for you. She's one of my best mapping coordinators. Did you receive the link that I sent out to you? Were you able to open that up? At the top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Do you see that?
I see it right now. Click on register.
Perfect.
All right. I'm on the page here.
Yep. So we are talking Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps, Facebook paid ads as well. I'm going to put in for a website upgrade. The Platinum package comes with a landing page if you don't have one, because of course we want you to have some type of online presence. I want you though to have a custom website, you know, something a little more detailed, something a little more conversion driven. I'm going to put in that website upgrade even on the Platinum package. Now, you're going to be able to track your success, 24/7 access. You'll see exactly how much work you're getting. You'll see where the work is coming from. You'll see the breakdown of the search phrases and keywords you're listed for and how many times you're popping up on the first page for each search. You'll know, in fact, which clients found you from the paid ads, the local map, individual directories, or from your website. Now, most of the time, you simply get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. Calls go directly to you. We promote your phone number. The website will also have like a lead capture system or a contact form on it. So if people tell you where they're located and what they want to have done, you get a text as well as an email. You always know right away when someone's trying to contact you. Whether they're calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything they type into that form repopulates on your tracking system so you know who to follow up with. You can monitor your reviews, and you'll have reviews on multiple platforms. Like I said, it's not just Google and Bing. Every directory that Google wants to see, we create. Like a website, it talks about your services and service area, kind of reassures Google and anyone else who sees it that you would perform those services listed when called. Those reviews could be scattered anywhere across the internet on different platforms. They repopulate on your tracking system. So from one place, you can request reviews, respond to reviews, or even have us respond to your reviews for you. There's no cost for that. Like I said, we've been doing it for almost 20 years. We'll celebrate our 20th anniversary in December. That's a very long time for any company. And certainly for a young industry like search engine optimization, that is a very long time. We do have a 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. It's month to month, no contract. Our clients, though, do tend to keep the service because it's profitable. Beneath that blue tinted photo that outlines a bit of our process, you can see it says Google Ads Partner. There's a box with a colorful Google G inside. You can click anywhere on that box. It is not copy and pasted off the internet. It is not a dead link. It goes directly to google.com/partner, of course, and you can see right on there that we are a Google partner. You know, that makes all the difference in the world. Like I said, we get our updates from Google. I think the Platinum package is perfect for you. It would be too $349. Sometimes I do $349 or $299, but I know that you just started with Angie. I want to make it affordable for you. Whether you love Angie, hate it, or somewhere in between, you know, if you decide to keep that service, that's fine. It doesn't conflict with this, but I just want to make this affordable enough for you to see the benefit from it. So I would cut that rate by...
How did you know that I got with Angie?
Tara, you were talking to Tara about a lead-based service. Like I said, she's pretty efficient. She did look and she found a link with the exact same phone number. So it is Home Advisor powered by Angie. So she did find that before she sent it over here. I think she found it maybe when she was looking for a website for you. So I want to make it affordable for you. I don't know what you spent with Angie. I do know after speaking with many business owners that it does cost some money up front to get started with them, and then you're expected to pay for every lead after that. But you know, I want to make it affordable for you. So I'd be looking at $249 as a flat rate for that platinum package.
$249 for what?
Per month. Yeah, that's a month to month. That's with $100 of Facebook ads, those retargeting ads. Let's say someone does a search on Google or Bing, they look for flooring contractor.
Really quick here. Sorry to interrupt, but there's a lot of you're spitting out a lot of info here. So that entails Facebook ads as well.
Correct.
Coming from
yeah.
you?
That's exactly what I was about to say. And although I did reduce the cost of the service from $599 down to $249, the $100 of Facebook ads that come with that platinum package, that's still intact with $100. So that goes a long way. Facebook ads are like 20 or 22 cents per click. So that's about 400 clicks in a month from someone who will see those retargeting ads. They do a search on Google or Bing. They go on their Facebook page later. Your business and the website we create will pop up, and they'll see you and have the reasons to call you. They'll see your website. Every call that you get will be from someone that looked at your website first. I mean, most often people are going to click on the website before they click the call. So we'll be able to talk about your company, your services, of course, your service area, put photos on there too. So people are making an informed choice before they reach out to you. Very high conversion rate with the calls you get. I mean, if it's something you'd be willing to do here, I mean, I'd be willing to waive the setup fee, too. There's normally a setup fee. It goes across every package that we offer. But, I mean, Tara's putting in the notes here that you just started the lead-based service. She did find which one it was and sent the link over here. She did want me to make it affordable for you. So I'd actually be offering it to you below what it would cost us to provide in that first month, simply because I know you'd keep the service. Like I said, I've been with the company myself for over 11 years. We've got clients that have been with us longer than I have. I mean, if it makes dollars, it makes sense, and nobody cancels on profit. We fully expect you to see the return on investment in that first month and choose to keep the service. Like I said, it's month to month. Little note on that, of course, completely at will, no contract. That means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can pause it too. If you get more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation, you can pause the service.
Right. Does that monthly fee never change? Or
That's correct.
Is that in writing as well?
Yeah. You'll get everything in writing. And it is a fixed flat rate. You know, it is a reduced rate. It is really for younger companies, but it's not an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you later on. As long as you keep the service, it is that reduced rate, really amounts to like an assistance program just to make it affordable for younger companies, because although there are no long-term contracts, our clients do keep the service, so certainly your success would be our success. We would have to actually earn your business for a few months, though, just to break even, you know, with especially the website upgrade on there, $249 out the door. It doesn't even start to cover our costs, but it makes it affordable enough for you to give it the opportunity to work. Of course, you've got the tracking and reporting on a month-to-month basis, and those reports do update throughout the day. Very up-to-date information. Some of our clients use it. Some of our clients don't. Some of our clients just ask someone who's never called, hey, how'd you hear about me? Where'd you find me? They say, oh, I saw your website. It's on the first page of Google for this search. That's usually enough for some people to know that the service works.
Right. So all that info is great. What I'm curious to know and what would make me feel better about about the situation would be, you know, to explain to me what type of audience, or how should I say this, how do I know how much, you know, how much profile I'm getting out there with you guys? You know, what kind of info or numbers or what have you can you talk to me about as far as getting me more business, really? You know, I mean, all that sounds great and the price isn't too bad and all that stuff,
yeah.
But,
yeah,
you know,
sure.
How successful are your small companies when it comes to what you provide?
Right, and that's a great question. I mean, the ROI, the return on investment, that's the most important part of that equation. It's not really what you're spending, it's how much you're getting back from it. And any advertising, especially for a young company, it does need to work. You will see the results on your tracking system, so you'll see exactly like click-through rates, impression shares, tracking phone calls, and things that you get. Everything that we create is tracked, and then you see that reflect in your tracking system. Now, I can do a quick search. I mean, Tara did just kind of say you're willing to travel at least a little bit here. I mean, so I'm guessing, you know, neighboring towns and communities, Fort Pierce, Jupiter, Port St. Lucie. I mean, I just want to get like just a rough estimate so I can do a quick search and give you at least, you know, some sort of estimate as to how many phone calls you could expect in a month. Like, how far in miles would you want to go, roughly?
Well, that's the thing. So I have a company based out of Fort Lauderdale that gives me a lot of my work, right?
Okay.
So they do a lot of work in Miami and all that. So Miami is like 2.5 hours away from me.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I got stuff in Miami all the time, but I have to start, and I did it for a little while, but I had to start denying it because you know what?
Right.
It gets crazy. You know, I'm 2.5 hours away from Miami, and sure that there's money to be made over there, but I tell you what, I lived in Broward County my whole life, and I moved out two and a half years ago from Broward County because of a lot of reasons. So,
right.
You know, I miss it and I love it for what it is, but
yeah,
exactly. I don't miss traveling down there much anymore. So
right, and there's work to be had closer to home. I mean, that's for sure, and especially.
Oh, yeah. Of course, I mean, you got Palm Beach, Jupiter. Those are even Port St. Lucie is a. My city here is a very growing city. It's just you got to find a little niche. Spot there, you know.
So,
and being that my company's so small, it really is. I mean, it's me and a couple of part-time guys.
Right.
You know, it's hard to land some of these bigger jobs because you need volume. You know, so.
Right. Right. Well, let me do a quick search here. Let me just put 50 miles. That's fair, right?
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So in the last 30 days, this is just to kind of give you a rough estimate. I know you might go farther or, you know, obviously keep it closer to home, but I mean 35, that's probably definitely, you know, cutting short what you'd be willing to travel. So I'll do a search for 50. And this looks like it's popping 7, 8, 9 of the most popular search phrases for flooring. Obviously not an exhaustive search. You're not limited by what someone types in as long as it's something you want to be found for. And we'll talk to you in detail about all the different services you provide. It's just that this particular search is only generating the 9 most popular search phrases. It is a 50-mile radius, and that is radiating out from that 34983. Let's see, so there's 2,814 searches in the last 30 days. I'm not trying to tell you you're going to get 2,800 phone calls. In fact, you'd probably have to change your phone number if that were the case. But Google's been tracking this for a very long time, and regardless of area and regardless of industry, the businesses that pop up on the first page do see between 1% and 2% of the total number of searches for their services translating into direct phone calls. So 2,800, 1% is 28, 2% is, 56. If we add in all the other keywords and search phrases that someone can type in and you can still be found for, if we expand your service area, because we don't just draw a big circle around you, we would target specific cities you wanted to travel to, zip codes, even neighborhoods where you think it's profitable for you to be found. But if you're getting like 30, 50, 60 phone calls in a month from someone who saw your website and then decided to call you, and that's just the Google search. Bing's going to be like a tenth of that, because roughly 1 out of 10 people search on Bing. I expect the numbers to be pretty similar, about a tenth of that, a couple extra phone calls from people finding you on Bing, and of course the Facebook ads too. So it would get you enough volume, I mean, as long as you answer your phone on a regular basis, to talk to the people that are in your service area looking for a flooring contractor, and would see that website that we'd build for you.
Right.
And you're not like a hair salon or a doggy walker, right? I mean, obviously, you don't need 15 jobs to be profitable with something like this, even especially at that reduced rate, the $249. I mean, one job, I think, that you weren't going to get otherwise will offset that cost. Now, what I could tell you about your lead service, obviously, I talk to business owners that have a lead service, whether it's the one that you've got or like Thumbtack, Networks, Craftjack, et cetera. Most of my clients, in fact, I think most business owners, prefer to get calls directly to them. And what a lot of my clients do once we get their phone ringing is they scale back on leads. They keep their leads paused or they cap them at a lower amount. Some of my clients actually shut their lead service off altogether. 9 out of 10 buying decisions go to the companies that are on that first page of Google. Angie's is aware of that. In fact, historically, even back when it was Home Advisor, they're one of Google's biggest customers. They do spend between $2 and $3 million every single month on Google paid ads. That does cover the entire country, covers every industry they generate leads for, but they do it because they make that money right back, even many times over. Of course, their business model is to kind of capture leads and then flip them. Every lead that you get gets sent to a handful of your competitors. It's hard for me to say that they do care more about you getting that job than anyone else they've sold the same lead to. Obviously, Adam, they do want you to get some jobs out of it. They want you to keep using that service. But with us, like I said, we focus on your success. We focus on getting your phone ringing, keeping your phone ringing, and earning your business 1 month at a time.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard for me at this very moment because I just kind of committed to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to a certain degree, you know.
Okay, right.
I'm in the ballpark of I just need a little bit extra to make me happy financially and other things.
Sure.
You know? So,
sure. Yeah. Of course.
I just need that little push, you know. So
right.
Due to the fact that I just kind of committed to them and was looking forward to it, but at the same time, I'm sure. It's not all, you know, from what you said about Angie that, you know.
Well, I mean, it's not a bad service.
I know that I'm going to be spending a lot.
Yeah, it's a well-made service. You get leads for sure. It's just that their focus is different than ours. I mean, their job is to send and sell you leads, right? And whether you get the job or someone else, or if nobody gets the job, you still pay for that lead. You may love it, you may hate it, more likely somewhere in between, but having a website and having your business on that first page of Google, that's just going to benefit you. I think you signed up with the Angie because you wanted at least a little bit more work here and there. This would certainly get you that work, and I mean, it's not meant to keep you locked into any contract or anything like that. It is month to month for a good reason. We have to get you enough phone calls and work for you to want to keep the service. If it works too well, you can pause it. I mean, I know, like you said, it's just you and a couple of guys. If you get more work than you can take on, you can pause it. You can pause it at any time for any reason. We don't charge it during that time or after that fact. We don't take anything down when it's paused, but obviously we don't get in there and update and optimize things. The one thing that we would stop doing momentarily is the Facebook ads, because obviously that comes out of the budget of the $249. But it's kind of like when you're riding a bicycle, right, and you get to a downhill. You can stop pedaling. Of course, you'll keep going for a little bit, maybe even pick up speed. But if your position is like on pause for maybe 3-4 months without us continuing to update and optimize it, your listing would slowly trickle down and maybe even off that first page. It doesn't happen overnight, though. But as long as you're a satisfied client using the service, you would be on that first page. Your website is still active. If anyone gets recommended to you by somebody else, even if you're paused, your website is still active. People can still see it.
Yeah. I mean, your selling point is definitely more intriguing than theirs.
I would hope that you'd have the opportunity to compare. I mean, you will have the tracking and reporting system. I know you've kind of financially invested with them, so you do, of course, want to see how well that plays out. But I don't like saying this. I hear some other people say it. They say something like, give us the first month and 1% of your trust, and we'll earn the other 99 before the end of the month. It's too hokey. It's too salesy. But, I mean, the truth is that you are going to have that reporting and tracking system. So you are going to see how effective the service is working. And I do think that you're going to like it maybe even more than Angie. I know with Angie it's a different type of scenario. You get a lead. You have to follow up with that lead. They might have gotten a call from somebody else who got that lead and contacted them before you. I've heard people say, man, people are yelling at me. People are hanging up on me. I'm getting a lead. I'm calling them. They're saying, I've already scheduled with somebody else. Stop calling. And then what can you do? You have to call Angie and say, look, they just hung up on me. I didn't get two words in, and you're charging me $60 or $80 or $100 for the lead, right?
I know. Real quick, what happened was I asked them, I said, hey, let me ask you a question. I go, let's say you give me a lead and it's, you guys would charge me $100, right? And I contact them and I give them a price and I go talk to them, and then they end up saying, no, we're not going to go with you. It's too much money. Let's say it's the price in general. Oh, I didn't know all of this with labor was going to cost me this much money. And they don't
I
asked them, I said, how do you determine whether to charge me or not? And they really beat around the bush and didn't give me a clear answer.
Right. Okay.
Exactly.
Well,
so it's like, how do you know? You know, you can give me all the leads you want, but if I don't close them, you know, to a certain degree, it's not just me. You know, some people don't know what things cost.
Well,
some people just say, my neighbor it redid his floors and it looks great. I want it to do it to mine. And then they realize that the material is $1,500 and the labor's just about that. You know,
exactly.
And you're going, oh, $3,000, you know.
Right.
So, yeah. I mean, I do like the fact that I have a website with you guys and there's a fixed fee, you know.
That's really
with
good.
With them, they wanted to.
You don't know. You don't know how much it's going to
be. When I first looked at the app was, your monthly budget was $1,000. And I go, whoa. $1,000? And she goes, yeah, you can put that down to whatever you want. That's just what we set it as, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, I understand. If, you know, if I make 10 grand that month, that, you know, $1,000.
Sure.
You know, and that's, you know, that has happened before. But, you know.
Right, of course, yeah. But then at the same time, I mean, with that budget, they would try to sell you that many leads, and it might not turn into work, right? I mean, like you said, you might be getting leads from someone who doesn't really know what they're looking for. They have no idea how much it costs. Or even if they've got some idea, a lot of people use that service because they know they'll get multiple phone calls. Sometimes they're just looking for the cheapest guy. Sometimes they're looking for an estimate for a future project, something they can try and budget for so they know how much it costs and how long it's going to take them to save up. But you're still expected to come out of pocket and pay for that. And then let's say 6 months later, that same person is like, okay, now I'm ready to pull the trigger, they might go through Angie again. It might be somebody else who gets that lead and gets that job. Or if you get that same lead, you might be like, wait a minute, didn't I talk to you 6 months ago? Yeah, I'm ready to go now. Let's go. You're going to have to explain to Angie, I got the same lead before, and now you're charging me again for that exact same lead. I mean, that's no fun, right? And it seems like with Angie, just from talking to business owners, or even if it's Craftjack or Thumbtack, it's a lot of work to get work. You're chasing down that lead. You're trying to call it as soon as you get it. Sometimes you can't get to it right away, and then they don't even answer the phone. They schedule it with somebody else. That does happen. And then you have to call Angie and tell them what happened. I don't know if this is the case or not, but I've heard a lot of people say that they don't give refunds, they give credits. So if you say, look, you charged me $100 for this lead, I didn't talk to anybody, instead of saying, well, we'll put that back in your budget, they'll say, well, here's another lead, right? And then you're just kind of in that same situation, almost chasing your tail, trying to chase down those leads. It does work for a lot of people. I have clients that keep it. A lot of them, they'll keep it kind of back-burnered. When we get your phone ringing directly, I think talking to somebody is the hardest part. Getting someone on the phone that's actually interested in hiring you, not just, you know, getting some information and some details, that's the hardest part of having a business. And with this, that is exactly what you get. You get phone calls. You get phone calls from someone who saw your website before they called you. We can target specific places where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found. That way, when someone sees the quality of the work that you do, they're not going to be trying to call you and nickel and dime you. They're not going to call you and complain, oh my gosh, the labor alone and I can't afford it and waste your time. It is going to be someone who wants to work with a quality contractor, someone who's reaching out to you directly.
Right. Yeah, I mean, sounds pretty good. Is there any way you can send me all of your information, through text and, you know, maybe a little more that I could read up on and, you know, it would be great if I can, follow up with you guys, what is today, Thursday?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be great if I could follow up with you guys tomorrow and give me some time to think about it, because I'm not a quick decision maker. You know, I'm
that's
the type
okay.
of guy that's gonna sit on it for a minute. So
no, I hear you.
Know.
And I'm definitely not trying to do a hard sell on you. I want you to have the time to sit down. I want you to have the opportunity to look at information. I texted out my contact information, but that contact information is going to be on an email as well. I would like to send you an email. That way you can really take a look at that. I'll include an example of what your website could look like. In fact, for a flooring contractor, I know off the top of my head.
That would be perfect.
Yeah. I can send you an example. I've got a client that has been with us for a very long time. He's given us permission to use his website as an example for his industry. It's going to be like a website demo that you can click on. So our websites are mobile optimized. They have to be. That means they shrink to fit. They stack on themselves for a smaller screen. They'll stack a little bit on a tablet. They'll stack even more on a smartphone. In fact, if it's a really tiny screen, they'll stack even more, so that there's no pinching or sliding or anything like that. I'll send you out that with a demo for a flooring contractor, and then you can take a look at that, and I'll follow up with you probably a bit earlier on in the day tomorrow, maybe mid-morning, if that works out for you.
That's fine.
And then, Adam, what is a good email address, either for you or for the company?
Yep. The business email is A as in Apple, S as in Sam, V as in Victor, A as in Apple, J as in Jam, D as in Dog, A as in Apple, the number 6, @gmail.com.
@gmail.com, the number 6. @gmail.com. All right, so I'll get that that information right out to you. I'll follow up with you maybe about 10 o'clock tomorrow. I'll be happy to answer any questions that you might have. And I really appreciate the opportunity to speak with you. I'm looking forward to speaking with you tomorrow.
No, I appreciate, you know, you really diving into detail, you know. I mean, I'm 31 years old, and, you know, I started this little business a couple of years ago, and I've learned so much about how to talk to people. And it's, and yes, you are trying to get the sale, but at the same time, what a lot of companies don't do nowadays And I don't know if it's because times are changing or what, but they almost come across as greedy, and they almost come across as, you know, me. You know,
yeah.
So a lot of people don't have the knowledge to explain certain things. You know,
gotcha.
If you want a service from anybody, you know, you need to know what you're talking about, and you need to be able to back it up and sound logical. And it seems like to me that a lot of these small companies, big companies, they just don't provide that. And that's not something I roll with. And I appreciate all your info and all that.
Well,
and,
absolutely.
The description that you have is great for whatever you send me that can give me a little more info and I can read on it tonight.
Yeah.
That'd be great, man. That'd be great.
Yeah, absolutely. Happy to send it your way, you know, and I'm happy to help. I mean, like I said, even if you keep the Angies, this might be a better option for you. I've been doing this for a long time. I love it because it helps out companies. I get emails from my clients all the time. Hey, I just wanted to say thanks again. I just landed a big job, that kind of thing. It makes me feel good, you know, so I really... And I kind of am passionate about what I do. It sounds like you are too. Talking to you, I think once people start talking to you about your services and you start talking to them about what you'd be able to do and the quality work, I think it's going to come across in the phone call. I think you're going to get a lot of clients with the phone calls that you get. I'm going to send that email out to you. Like I said, I've got it on my calendar to call you about 10 o'clock tomorrow. Give me just a couple of minutes to get that email out to you.
Yes, sir. Thank you for your time.
All right, Adam. Thank you for yours as well. You enjoy the rest of the night. Take care.
You too.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.